You're listening to the F.C. Tucker Bloomington Realtors House to Home Show on WGCL, proudly sponsored by Menards on Liberty Drive in Bloomington and Panama Property Service. Make one call for your home improvement needs. Call Panama Property Service, PPS, at 812-369-9696. And now, your hosts, Nancy Baldwin and Brian Thompson.
Hello and welcome to House to Home. I'm Nancy Baldwin with HFI Mechanical and Building Solutions, and my co-host is Brian Thompson with F.C. Tucker Bloomington Realtors. Hello.
Hello there.
How are you?
Great. How are you?
I am fabulous.
She's always fabulous.
Thank you.
She's always fabulous.
Our guests today are new to the show. Very excited.
Newbies.
We love the newbies. We love to haze you. So we told you it wasn't going to be scary, but we lied. I'm just kidding. Our guests are Kim and Randy Stegemoller, and they are with Class 101, which I think is like the best kept secret in Bloomington to students.
Oh, thank you. We hear that from families all the time.
Parents.
And parents.
And
yeah,
parents. I'm like, what is this?
Yeah, Brian's a parent of a 16-year-old, and I said, oh,
yes,
you are
going
to
want
to talk to the... He goes, I've never heard of Class 101. And I said, oh, wait till you hear. So you've got a 16-year-old. So tell us a little bit about Class 101, how it started,
what it is,
all that good stuff.
Sure. Well, we had our oldest child was going to go to college about 6 years ago, 8 years mm-hmm. ago. And we found out that we had no clue what to expect when it came to the cost of college. Mm-hmm. And we were caught off guard, quite honestly.
Mm-hmm.
And we felt like there was a need to help parents, to be somebody as an advocate to parents, to help them go through all of the jungle of all of the information you have to cover mm-hmm. when applying to college, as well as the financial side of it. So we wanted to help provide a solution, and that's kind of how we got into the business.
Awesome. So what does Class 101 do?
Well, Class 101 actually started 18 years ago. Our founder was a youth minister down in Kentucky, and he was helping a young man figure out the maze of school because his parents had neither one gone to college.
Right.
And so we do things like help the student figure out what in the world they want to study, first of all.
Big decision.
Exactly. And how can you expect an 18-year-old to know? I can remember myself thinking mm-hmm. if one more person asked me what I want to be, I'm going to really explode here.
Mm-hmm.
But we do go through a series of things with them to help them think, okay, I at least want business, or I like engineering.
Right.
So we help them focus on a school of study.
Okay.
And then what colleges offer that program.
Mm-hmm.
And we look at private as well as state, because often you can get more money from a private school than a state school.
Hmm.
So we help the kids with their grades and academics
mm-hmm.
develop their college list of schools that will be affordable for their family.
Wow.
Where were you 5 years ago?
I know. That's what I said. Where was she 8 years
yeah.
ago when my first one went through school?
I know.
Now they're both gone and I can't use her. So I'm encouraging all my friends and family that have young children.
If you
want
to help with mine, I will be happy to let you help.
I don't want you
to miss out.
I'm telling you. Well, tell me, what exactly do you guys do? I mean, I know that you do that kind of, but there's some testing and stuff. I know we've talked before, Kim, and you don't, seniors, it's almost too late for the seniors
right.
if they
right.
haven't had certain testing. So tell me a little bit, kind of, say I have kids.
I have a sophomore
yeah.
that's
Talk to Brian.
Yeah, talk to me.
What are we doing? We do like to plan ahead a little bit. We don't like it when parents wait to the last minute because you know, there's a lot to accomplish,
sure.
and
yeah.
it can be very, it can bring a lot of motion into the house
mm-hmm.
their senior year when they're trying to cram all of these things into the last minute mm-hmm. before they go to college. So we do like to spread it out, although we have a lot of families come to us to help with the application process their mm-hmm. last year because they just don't know how to maneuver
mm-hmm.
through it. So
there's a lot of
we do help seniors that way, too.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But we like to, you know, the juniors, the sophomores, it's great to start talking to them early mm-hmm. because it helps them understand how important their grades are today and what impact that's going to have on
mm-hmm.
the potential cost of college.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It's a significant advantage if we can get them early and help them focus on their academics as well as then helping them with some of the other steps, which are their essays, helping
mm-hmm.
them
mm-hmm.
know how to write a good essay. Is it the same as what they learn in school? Or is
right.
it different when you're trying to talk to a college admissions person? So kind of help them through some of those maze of
mm-hmm.
things that are going to come their way.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the things that we get known for by the students, like I'll have people say, oh, you're that SAT lady, and, you know, or they'll say, Kim, I've heard your name, but they don't know my last name or they don't know Class 101. But when kids start with us like sophomore year,
right,
we really focus on preparing for that PSAT because they practice on it sophomore year, but junior year is the year it counts for national merit.
Right.
So like right now, I've had probably four or five new freshmen / sophomores that have started with me in the last 2 months. So we're working on that PSAT that will count junior year.
Right.
So we're studying the math, the reading, talking about the tips and techniques of taking the test. Then we graduate into the ACT or the new SAT. We've actually been teaching our students the new SAT for a year. And that test does not come out until March now.
Wow.
So we've been going through training for a year and a half, but our students have been getting exposed to that test for the past year. So we're really excited as that new test comes out. But some other things that we do with them, because I tend to meet with kids more often than just testing, a student resume. We help them develop their student resume. Something that we didn't even need 8 years ago for our oldest. But now a lot of the applications say upload student resume.
Wow.
Well, what do you need on a student resume? Exactly.
Yeah. What if your business has been studying? You know, you haven't had a
cup. Exactly.
Yeah. I go to school.
I'm a student.
So a lot of times families come to us with that.
Yeah.
And we have to encourage those kids to get involved somewhere.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Either in a community organization or something through school that they can put on their resume that shows that they have given back to the community. A lot of scholarships look for community service hours.
Right.
Some of the biggest scholarships look for what have you done in your local community. And so we really encourage kids to get involved.
And that means more than just like, you know, athletics and things like that,
it
which
does.
I'm sure are an important part of it, but they want well-rounded human beings.
Yeah, especially kids that give back as a volunteer in the community. That's we've even had, talked to some students that actually had wonderful academics, great grades, but got rejected from our local university here, Indiana. And and the reason why was because the student was not involved in the community and said, you know, apply again next year after you've, you know, engaged in your community more. We want you to see more service in your resume.
Wow.
Yeah.
I said that was really different than when I was in school 18,000 years ago.
That's what I was thinking for myself. I was thinking, I know I remember thinking, oh, they want you to be, I was involved in clubs in the school just to be, you know, the yearbook club or the photo club or whatever, things like that. And there were sports, obviously. But now that's not enough.
No.
No, it's really not. And those things are all great. We encourage that participation as well. The other thing that we encourage to do kids to do is something that separates them from the pack. So I'm an admissions officer looking at 10,000 applications. Why do I pull you out of the group when everybody has a 3.8 and a 29 ACT? What makes you stand out to me? So we really try to help kids with what are you doing now that you can do something that's extra special to make you stand out. So we often, that's why we like to start with kids when they're freshman or sophomore, so that we can get that separator in there.
Right.
Well, and so they can find something. Sometimes kids don't know and they've got to test out. Let's see, do I want to volunteer at Habitat? Do I want to volunteer at the library? Do I like kids? Do I not like, you know? And so they kind of have to test those waters. Maybe they like to volunteer with animals at the Humane System. Humane Society, and others don't like dogs.
A lot of students will come to us with the expectations, if they've got great grades, that they can go to a highly selective university.
Sure.
You know, can go to a Harvard, can go to a, a Penn. And while that's a wonderful goal to have, there are certain steps you have to take in order to be considered, because everybody that applies there has great grades. You're
right,
not the
exactly.
only one. Everybody's like that.
Yeah.
So they're looking for people that initiate projects, initiate things.
They want leaders.
That really show their leadership ability. And so that's what we try to help the students find from their own interests, what they can do that really would separate them out from the pack.
Yeah, I was going to say that's got to be so important to just making sure. I mean, and what you're doing is building leaders. And so, and that's what you want people, the kids to be, especially if they want to get into the university, whatever it is, the one that they want, that they aspire to.
Well, you actually bring up a good point. We really like for kids to like five, not love one. So if you really do our program, you follow the money trail.
That's awesome. Huge. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Kim and Randy Stegemoeller with Class 101.